Going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment, where your questions and comments matter at 202-319-7810. Join the conversation.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Thanksgiving is just 3 weeks away. Can you believe it? If you're not careful, those turkey and stuffing pounds could creep up on you like a thief in the night. And that's just the beginning of what could be the holiday food fest. But we're not going to let you go there. As a matter of fact, tonight, we're going to help you go in the opposite direction to keep up with your fitness goals, even during these challenging holiday feeding times. Joining me to talk about that and the upcoming Beat the Holiday Bulge event with WHUR and NBC4 are my guests, Leona Brown, also known as Coach LB. Is that for pounds?
No.
Oh, no, this is LBS, pounds.
Coach LB, Coach, in live in person.
Okay, and Millette Green, WHUR news reporter and NBC4 in the community reporter with two jobs. You can't gain weight.
I know, right? I never stop working.
That's right. Well, lines are open. We have some holiday fitness tips, holiday food tips for you. Give us a call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Millette?
Yep.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm great. I'm so ready
There's much less of you than there was last time I saw you.
Oh, that's so sweet, Harold. I love that. Yes, I've been working out with Coach LB. Mm-hmm. I call her Leona, but everybody calls her Coach LB.
Yeah.
Since about February, around Valentine's.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's been well worth it.
Well, you
I
look
feel
good.
Like a new woman.
Doesn't she look good?
She looks
amazing.
But thank you. Keep the compliments coming.
Oh, you know I will.
But see, this is my question. Why is it so tough this time of the year, Coach?
Well, because the seasons have changed. We just had daylight savings time, so now it gets darker earlier. It's colder. The sun is leaving us, and so now we're a little bit more tired than we were in the summer months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you don't want to work out when it's cold outside
no.
and it gets dark early.
I don't
want to
work out when it's cold,
and you just want to snuggle and eat. Food that makes you feel good.
Did you say snuggle?
Did you say
yeah,
snuggle?
Snuggle in a blanket.
This is a family show, Millette.
He wants to take the mic from me.
But what are your biggest challenges, Millette, to really eat healthily this time of the year? I mean, you've got the kids, you've got family, and all of the running around that you do, and two jobs.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know what? I think I'm like so many of Leona's clients and so many mm-hmm. people out there who work hard, who are raising kids, who are, juggling the job, balancing life and health and all of mm-hmm. those things. For me, yeah, I like to eat. Yeah, I like to eat.
She does.
And I like to snack. I like crunchy things. I like salty food. I love food. I love the holidays. I love desserts. Chocolate is my downfall in life. I love chocolate.
You know I'm keeping track of this, right?
Yeah, yeah. Leona knows. And so I've always been a person who worked out. But when you get to be a certain age, you got to do both. The diet and the exercise have mm-hmm. to be almost perfect. You really have to be serious about your health and fitness. And to be quite honest, looking at my family history, cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart attack. My stepbrother died 2 weeks ago of a heart attack. All of a sudden, we just found out the cause of death. He just dropped dead. And it's a reality check for me and my family. I want to be a good example to my two young daughters.
Right.
So I got with Leona for those very same reasons back in February, and we've been going strong ever since.
Ever since.
But see, Coach, here's the thing, though. This is the double down time because February, okay, after Millette got the big heart-shaped box of chocolates and the flowers
yeah.
and all.
And absolutely.
And the steak and lobster dinner mm-hmm. on the 15th, you've got all of this time. You've got spring, you've got summer.
Right.
But as you said, this is the double down time, 3 weeks before Thanksgiving.
Right.
And then you're going to have your holiday parties, your Christmas parties, and all of that other kind of stuff. How do you keep on track, assuming that you're doing the kind of thing that Millette has been doing all along, staying on point? How do you stay on point starting between now and January 2nd?
Right. Well, the biggest thing is, yes, the holidays are coming. Right, we know Thanksgiving. I didn't realize it was 3 weeks away.
3 weeks.
I didn't realize that.
3 weeks and 2 days.
Yeah. Okay. So the biggest thing is to keep accountable. Like, the biggest thing is to have that trainer with you to set those goals, to continuously remind you of why you're doing this. And I think we said it earlier during the summertime. It's beyond the swimsuit. It's beyond getting to the beach. It's creating those lifestyle changes. It's being there for your families. It's being there for their communities. And we know we have a lot of disparities in the African-American community. High blood pressure, heart disease, swelling of the feet. We have all these different things. But the thing is, like, it's a holiday. And we get caught up in the holidays and the treats and the parties and all of those things. But it's a day. So make those good food choices. I always tell people, if you're going to have a Thanksgiving dinner or plate, right? Plate. Not a couple of plates. Have a plate. But if you know you're going to go for the dessert, don't pack on the macaroni and cheese and the dressing and all these things that are full of the fats and the butters. Be a little bit more diligent in saying, all right, I'm going to have a small plate so I can leave room for dessert. All right. And then have a small dessert. But just don't pack on all those calories all at once. And then you feel guilty and you're like, well, you know, I might as well eat now because it's here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about beating the holiday bulge. What can you do to make sure that you don't double your pounds during the holiday? If you have a comment or a question, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Before we get too much into this conversation, one of the things that's happening is that every morning on News 4, we see Millette out and about in the community reporting the good news at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
and she still looks good. Well, you're going to have a chance to just put a hat on and just go for Friday in Peppermill.
Yeah, that's right. Peppermill Community Center in the Landover area. Beat the holiday bulge. Listen, when I started this journey with Leona, we wanted to take News 4 and WHUR listeners with us on this mm-hmm. campaign. And so many people have responded in a positive way. They started exercising. They started moving.
Yeah.
They even signed up for training with Leona.
Yes, they have.
Wanting to join this Get Fit for spring, and now we're just getting fit for life, and we're right. beating the holiday bulge. So I want to see all of my people, all the AKAs,
yes.
all of the Deltas,
yes.
all the sororities and the fraternities. I want to see church groups. I want to see all of you come out and join me. Leona, WHUR is going to provide the DJ and the music, Harold. We're going to have food samples.
That's right, because Bobby Gales, our own Bobby Gales is supposed to be out
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
we're
going to have our WHUR stars. We are going to really turn it up Friday at 5:30 in the morning. It is a live television broadcast. Leona is going to be leading the class.
We're going to be
working out, and we're going to be talking health and fitness. Even the Prince George's Health Department is coming out. Leona, you got something special planned?
Yeah, I was about to ask. What are you going to have folks
doing? What
are
you going to do to us?
We're going to have a great time. We're going to do a lot of functional training. We're going to do a lot of high-intensity interval training.
Wait a minute. What is functional training?
Ah, see? I like that. I'm glad you asked me. Mm-hmm. Functional training is the things that we do with our bodies that we do every day. So you think about when you're sitting down in a chair, that's a squat. That's a functional movement. So like when you're pulling open, I'm going to use the example of the refrigerator, you know, getting healthy food as opposed to the snacks, that's a row. That's a functional movement. So it's things that you're using your own body to create exercises. So that's keeping us functional each and every day. So we're going to be doing that in just a high-intensity interval training. So we're going to get that heart rate up. We're going to get you sweat within spurts and then bring it back down and then build it back up again.
Is this inside or outside?
It's going to be inside.
It's going to be inside.
It's a new facility. It's beautiful.
Okay. Yeah.
So you want to be inside so you don't have to worry about, because, you know, the temperature is dropping. Like you said, temperature is dropping this week. So so at least that way people can do that.
Oh, yeah, it'll be inside.
I want people to wear their cute workout gear, but be prepared to sweat pretty.
Yes.
Okay.
Look pretty when you sweat.
We're going to do this. Okay.
Say it again, Mo. We're going to do this.
We're going to do this.
We're going to do this.
And it's for all fitness levels.
Everybody.
Leona knows how to modify.
Yes.
I mean, she's been doing this forever.
For, what, 20 plus years? Gosh. Long time.
Okay. Let's see what Irene has to say. Irene calling from Maryland. Irene, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hello. I have a lot to say, Harold.
Okay. Okay. Well,
we know Irene.
Oh, okay.
Hey,
well,
Irene.
Well, you know, it's only an hour show, Irene. So let's make it. What's on your mind?
Okay. First of all, hi, Leona. Hi, Molette. I like to say that the reason Molette looks so good on television every morning is because I'm behind the camera.
She's my camera woman.
Oh, that's
yes.
Oh, that's the
photographer.
Oh, yeah, I
Irene.
Like her. Yeah, yeah. I mean, she's a personality unto herself.
Yes, she is, definitely.
Yeah, I am a personality herself, and I can't wait to see Leona on Friday.
I can't wait to see you, too.
I'm going to be the only one in the building that is not working out because I will be behind the camera making everyone look good. But we have worked so hard on this project on Friday to get the people to come out. We have so many exciting things for the people because not only are people going to be able to work out, but we have some people that are going to be there with some products to showcase. It's a good networking event. And we're going to fill up that Peppermill Community Center with the community and the people. And I'm so excited because when we did this before a couple months ago, it put smiles on our faces and people were sweating pretty, as Molette said.
That's right.
And
oh,
I'm
yeah.
so excited.
You know, Irene needs her own sitcom. That's what
she's trying to get it. She's trying to get one going, actually.
I mean, you can see our car chats. I mean,
yes, car chats.
Oh, I love the car chats.
Yeah,
yes.
I love the boy. I tell you, Molette really calls you out. Well, look, Irene, thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you,
and,
Irene.
Thanks, Irene.
You know,
okay, I'm going to go to bed now because this is way past my bedtime. And Molette, I can't believe that.
I know.
I can't wait to see what the car chat will be about tomorrow morning. There you go.
Bye, Irene. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Irene. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Yes, we actually do have some health tips and some eating tips and some fitness tips and weight loss tips and all of that stuff. If you have a question, whether it's about this time of the year or any time of the year, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Okay. So, Coach Pounds.
yes, I help
you should,
lose
you,
the
you
pounds
should,
for people.
You,
yes.
You should use that, Coach Pounds. I like that. How do you advise, your clients and mm-hmm. And others that are really focused on their health about, you know, the no sugar, no carbs, no bread. Kind of, I mean, that's hard stuff. It's difficult.
It's hard.
You
it's
know,
difficult.
I mean, I love coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not drinking black coffee.
I started
no sugar,
drinking
no
black
cream.
Coffee working with her. I just
yeah,
want you to know. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Or tea. Doesn't have to be black coffee, but it could be tea.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. No.
Mm-mm.
No.
No.
But when I talk to my clients, when all of my clients come in with Conversion Fitness, we create a body management plan. Okay. And then we sit down and we talk with our initial consult of how important it is to have the good meal prepping. So we're not saying that you can't have sugar, right? We're not saying that you have to like cut out all of your carbs, but you have to understand that there needs to be a ratio between them. So we have our macros. So we have our fats, our proteins, and our carbs. So it's letting you know, like, hey, you need this amount of carbs for this amount of fat, for this amount of protein, right? And when we sit down with our clients and we look at how they eat. So you would not realize, Harold, that keeping a food log just for a week could show the clients the frequency of how they're eating and what they're eating between a 24-hour period. And once you begin to log all of that down and you go back and look at it, it's really a reality check. Because then you're like, am I really putting that in my body or am I not putting enough in my body? So we call that mid-afternoon slump at like 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm. It's because we're not eating properly. We're not putting the proper fuel in our body to help us make it through the day. Well, so that's what we do.
Well, what about you, Molette? Because you have this, you really have what a lot of people would call an offensive schedule.
She's got a crazy schedule, Harold.
I mean, it's just,
yeah.
you should be in bed right now, but you're here trying to help other people. But normally, if you were not here, would you be asleep?
Yeah, my bedtime is 6:30 p.m. I wake up at 2:30 a.m. I'm at work by 3:30, 4:00 a.m.
Okay.
Every day.
All right.
Every day.
So when do you eat?
Well, I eat around, my first meal is around 7 a.m. I have a little snack around 4:30 in the morning. Then I have lunch.
What's the snack?
The snack is a protein bar. Sometimes I'll have whatever I can take with me, a boiled egg, nuts, raw nuts. That's good. And raw nuts mixed with blueberries.
Yep.
You really have to prep ahead of time to be able to make this work as a lifestyle change.
Right.
And look, I still want to cheat, and I do sometimes. I hang out socially with my friends and my husband. Every now and again, you know, I'll have a glass of wine or some other beverage.
But can you – okay, stop. Let's stop right there because that's two things.
Yeah.
I know your husband.
Yeah.
He's got good taste.
Mm-hmm.
And so is when you go out to dinner, is that cheating?
No, so many restaurants now have such good options.
So
on
what do
there.
You do? When
I eat a lot of vegetables
okay.
and lean protein.
Let me talk about that.
Yeah, and
okay.
Leona has taught me a
so
lot.
So this is what you do. So just because you go out to eat and there's food on the menu, you doesn't mean that you can't talk to the waiter or the waitress and tell them to say, hey, the chef will prepare your meal for you.
Yeah.
So you could pick your meal out if you get, okay, so say I have a lot of figure competitors, right? I have those who participate in men's physique, women's figure. I have a pro. I have an individual that just won like first and second in his show. And when they go out, we tell them, look, get yourself a baked fish or chicken, a potato, and a salad. And the biggest thing is, you know, they have a very strict competition.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell the waiter to tell the chef not to cook the food in oil.
Yeah.
Most people don't know that when they travel, but you can request to have, hey, no salt in my food.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
can request that, but most people don't know that. So I'm telling
you
all now,
you can
make those
you
requests.
You can do a dry cook.
You can.
Yeah.
You can everywhere you go. And
yeah.
so that with Molette, I tell her, I know when she's traveling, you know, she had her birthday and she's like, what can I do?
I said, I fell off the wagon on that thing.
You fell off. No, I'm just kidding.
Off
no,
the cliff.
She did okay. And I knew that was going to happen a little bit. I mean, she had to celebrate her birthday, but I said, within reason.
Yeah.
I said, no. And then, you know, like, okay, I had that cake. I had that dessert. Now I got to come into the gym and I got to put in the time. I got to drink that extra gallon of water to flush out the toxins that I put into my body.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you should drink a gallon of water a day.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are going to help you beat the Holiday Bulge. This event is with WHUR and NBC4. It is coming up this Friday, 5:30 a.m. at the Peppermill Community Center, the new Peppermill Community Center. That's 610 Hill Road, Landover, Maryland. Again, Friday, November 8th at 5:30 a.m. Oh.
Sorry, that was me.
Okay. Boy, I tell you.
Anyway, and look, as long as that wasn't me, right?
Right, exactly. Like,
Molette, you're
going
good.
On? Listen, Roz, calling from Maryland, stay on the line. We are going to talk to you next. We'll have some fitness tips for you. And if you are looking for some free fitness tips, the doctor is in, so you need to call right now at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Angela Stribling is in for Jeff Brown with the original Quiet Storm on WHUR. This conversation continues on Sirius XM, Channel 141 in just a few seconds. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We'll be back in just a moment.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight, we're helping you keep up with your fitness goals, even during these challenging times of holiday food, festivities, and feeding. Yes, indeed. We want you to come out for Friday's Beat the Holiday Bulge event with WHUR and NBC4 and Leona Brown, also known as Coach LB, and Millette Green, WHUR news reporter and NBC4 in the community reporter. And she has so many jobs. It's like greens, beans, potatoes, tomatoes, you name it.
I get in my exercise.
I guess you do.
That's
because
one
you
of
never
the reasons.
Still.
That's one of the ways in which I stay able to do all of that. You got to exercise. I tell you, I have so much more energy, believe it or not. I get off work around noon and I race home from Nebraska Avenue, change my clothes, and then go work out with Leona at 1.
Yep.
And I get it in. I'm exhausted because of my work schedule and my lifestyle. But I'm telling you, when you have a regular exercise regimen, and having a personal trainer is what works for me. But for people who don't can't afford it, who don't want to go that route, you have to exercise and you have to eat right. We've got a crisis in our county, Prince George's, and that's the county I wanted to focus on with my fitness journey. I live in Prince George's. We've got a health crisis in Prince George's with diabetes, heart disease, chronic illnesses that are preventable in so many ways, and we really have to get more serious about our health and our fitness. It is about saving lives for me, because I see so many men, women, and children who are fighting bulges, not just during the holidays, and we don't really have to. We just need to educate ourselves and get really committed.
Right.
That's my story.
Well, let's see what Roz has to say. She's been patiently holding on. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Roz, you need help with some fitness tips. Go right ahead. What's on your mind? Roz, are you
I
there?
I have a question.
Oh, yeah, go right ahead.
I'm
sure.
Can you hear me? I have a question for Leona.
Yes, ma'am.
So I've done a great job. I've lost about 75 pounds.
Congratulations. Wow. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
And I walk my dog 3 times a day, but it's a very intensive walk. And I've been very committed to it. But I recognize that I've plateaued now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm a little nervous. I don't know what to do because I don't know what my body can do, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
To continue my journey.
How much do you weigh now?
I am down to about 255, somewhere near.
Okay, that's for you.
Congratulations, yeah. Roz. That's amazing.
Yeah.
The first step with the walking is good. And I don't know if you were listening earlier when we talked about body weight training, functional training. So even if you start with your walks and you said they're pretty intensive, what's the time on your walks? How much time are you committing to it when you walk your dog?
30 to 45 minutes.
Okay. Oh, I hear the dog in the background. Oh, he's like, yeah, thumbs up, Mom. Doing good, doing good. So what I would do is while you're walking your dog and to incorporate that time in there, do some squats. So whatever your route is, so when you're walking your dog, pause for a minute and do like 10 squats and then walk a little bit more. Pause a little bit more and do 10 more squats. So now you're incorporating some movements in and you're getting your lower extremities going. And then once you start getting more comfortable, then you can start adding different moves in. So we're keeping that same training regimen in there, but we're just adding a little bit more and more. And then if you feel comfortable with that, then you can do squats with knee raises until your body just gets used to that movement. So that's that body weight training and that functional training I was talking about earlier. Does that help?
Yeah, do you suggest that I like walk with weights now too, maybe?
No, not with weights right now. I would say continue to walk, and then what you could do is you can actually do arm raises while you're walking, right? And start doing that first, and then as you get more comfortable with that and you start to feel that movement, then you can maybe add weights later on. But I would just continue to get your body weight going right now. So the 70 plus pounds you won, amazing. congratulations. We want to continue to build on that because we always want to think about injury prevention. We don't want to start out too fast, but we want to see what your body can handle. And that's a good way that you're already walking. So incorporate those squats, incorporate those knee raises, and incorporate those arm raises. Okay. Does that help out a little bit?
Yeah, that's perfect. Thank
awesome.
You so much.
You're welcome.
Well, congratulations, Rob. Yes. Wow, 75 pounds.
Yeah, that's
really awesome.
Yeah.
I do want to go back to what we were talking about earlier, Millette, about the sugar and the carbs, because I really do love coffee, and I love flavored coffee, but I flavor my coffee on my, I don't buy the flavored milk stuff, but I may put, real vanilla extract in. I do like cream, just evaporated milk. I don't, like I said, I don't do the flavored stuff because
the
I know
sugar
that
substitutes.
It has sugar in it,
right.
But I do, gosh, I can't imagine trying to drink coffee without some sense of sweetness. It's just,
Well, for me, coffee, I was drinking it to just wake up.
Right.
Because I go to work so early. So it was more about helping.
As opposed to liking it?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
See,
that's
I
what
like
it was
it.
For me.
Yeah.
And it's more of a muscle memory
and
for
I,
you, right,
yeah.
Mo? You go, oh, I got to have this coffee because you're used to doing it every day.
Exactly.
Right.
And so I now have stopped drinking coffee.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can't tell.
That's because I've been working out and I got all kinds of energy from other things, like working out on a regular basis and eating really good,
and
clean food.
That's true, Millette. Like, a lot of people don't understand is, like, when you start getting into that training frequency and that training rhythm, you will find that you'll have more energy than of just, doing your regular 9-to-5 job and then come home, oh my God, I got to lay on the couch. So the more you train, the more you're getting your body getting that energy going through, and then your body gets used to that. And when you stop training, right, Mo, the couple times you were traveling, you were like, oh my God, I feel like tired now because your body's used to training during those time periods.
Absolutely. Mm. I understand, though, when you have a love of something, chocolate is my coffee.
Stop it.
I love chocolate.
Stop it.
So I buy the dark chocolate, the highest percentage that I can stand because it's good for you. And I have a small little square every day. So I still get in my indulgence in a healthier way.
So, my biggest problem is, I love to cook.
Yeah. And you cook well.
Yeah.
I see your pictures on Instagram.
Yeah. I really, really love to cook. But I don't cook. I don't.
You like sauces, Harold.
Yeah, but I don't do. But my sauces have coconut milk in them, low sodium, chicken stock, tomato paste.
That's good.
Those are good choices.
Yeah, I don't do pork. I love beef, but I don't do a lot of it. I do a lot of seafood, scallops, shrimp, and chicken. Mm-hmm. But I do like complex flavors.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my biggest downfall also is jasmine rice. I really like that. So
jasmine rice isn't bad. I mean, that's the better of the rices. When you think of jasmine and basmati rice, that's not bad. And then when you're thinking of your complex flavors, a lot of people think that if I take salt out of my food, that means everything's going to taste bland. But there are a lot of different...
I don't cook with salt.
Yeah, there's a lot of different spices and herbs that you can use to complement the dishes that you're making.
I've got a whole thing of spices too. So I mean, that's the big concern of mine.
The bottom line, though, is as we get older, we just can't do the same things we used to do, and we've got to reeducate ourselves about food and how it fuels us and how it hurts us, and we have to exercise. We have to do something. You don't have to do anything vigorous every day with a personal trainer if that's not your thing, if you can't afford it, because it is an investment. It was an investment that I wanted to make for myself in terms of committing to come with a trainer of Leona's caliber.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
But yes, absolutely. She's got the cred. But I needed somebody to push me. For me to get it in gear, because I was, pretty healthy, but I just wasn't as healthy as I needed to be, as strong as I need. I'm not a spring chicken. I look 25, but I'm not 25.
You look good, Mo.
That's right.
And with that, I will say this, and I'm gonna give Millette a couple pats on her back. When she came to me, and this, people will laugh. Millette couldn't do a push-up.
Uh huh.
Really?
So that's when I talk about that, that functional training, that body weight training. She couldn't do a push-up. But the thing is about having a personal trainer, that's that accountability person you're going to have there all the time. You know, I've got, 22-plus years of experience. I'm a master fitness trainer, 500-plus hours in the gym and beyond. I train professional fighters. I have a Muay Thai athlete. She's in Thailand right now, getting back into conditioning. Coming back, and she gets back in the ring in December. I have my pro figure competitors. I have my boxers. And so when you think about all these different things that we're trying to do in fitness, you find out what you like. Mm. You know, Raj, she says, I'm walking my dog 3 times a day. That is amazing. Where you're at, do what you need to do at your level, right? And then as you get into your rhythm, then you're going to say, hey, I don't want to plateau. I don't want to just reach a certain level and then stop. Then it's good to have that personal trainer there because now you can get pushed. So here it is, guys. I have a trainer. The master trainer has a trainer.
Yeah.
Well, I would imagine you would have to because you're spending all of your time instructing and telling people what to do. That probably wouldn't give you an opportunity to do a whole lot of focus on yourself.
Well, it does, but I still have to make time, and that's the biggest thing. That what you have a passion for, you make time for. So if wellness and health and having a healthy lifestyle is your passion, then you're going to make that investment and you're going to make the time for it. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that we have to think about longevity for our families, for our churches, for our communities, for our profession. So if we don't take care of our bodies, guess what? Our bodies aren't going to take care of us.
Yeah.
Let me go back to the phone lines. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Junior calling from Ohio. Junior, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, good evening. Does Coach LB have a social media site?
Actually, I do. Hi, Junior. How you doing?
I'm not bad. And Coach, which is better, sweet potato or white potato?
Oh, sweet potato. Absolutely. Sweet potato is much better. Yeah, I'm on Instagram. It's Conversion Fitness. I'm on Facebook, Conversion Fitness. I'm on Twitter, Conversion Fitness. So if you Google me and put Conversion Fitness in there, you're going to find me. But my email, if you want to get in contact with me personally, is coachlb@conversionfitness.net. But you can DM me on IG. You can go on there now if you want and scroll through those photos and those videos. You might see Maulette's workout from earlier today.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a rough one.
Chest and back. Upper body.
Junior, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Here's the other thing I wanted to ask you about. What is your opinion about juicing fruits and vegetables?
Ooh, that's a good question. Harold.
I love it, Harold. I love it. Okay. So as with any other detox that's out there, right? Juicing is not bad. But it just can't be the only thing that you do. You got to have balance. So you have all these individuals that say, hey, I'm going to go on this, 2-week juicing and detox. And then I'm going to just, get all this junk out of my body. Well, water does the same thing. You can. Water pulls everything out of your body. That's why I'm in a stickler with all of my clients, Maulette included, and she's sipping that water now, 1 gallon of water a day. So I'm not saying that juicing is bad, right? But you have to be balanced with it. And everything doesn't work for everybody. So you could have a person that juices, and they could lose 10 pounds off of that, right? But what are they doing after that? What are they doing to maintain the body after that? Because once you start doing these things and you lose the weight for the moment, what are you doing to maintain it afterwards? Are you going back to eating the regular way you did? So now you're just, it's basically insanity, right?
Yeah. But I would also think, golly, do you walk around with a bag? Because a gallon of water a day.
I mean, it's tough. It's a tough.
It's tough at first.
It's tough at first. Yeah.
But after a while, your body will get used to it. It's just like, with a car, you have to have gas, right? And then when you know that needle starts going to the quarter of a tank, right? You got to fill up the car with gas. So when you think about hydration of the body is made up of 75% water, okay? 25% of that is plasma, the actual blood. So you think about that. When the moment that you're thinking, gee, I'm thirsty, you're already dehydrated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like right now, I haven't drank since I've been in here. I'm like, man, I'm thirsty.
Yeah.
So I need to take a drink too.
When you don't get your proper amount of water every day.
So if you ever think about why are my hands swelling? Why are my feet swelling? Why is my torso distended? You haven't been drinking water. Water is a natural detox. It's going to push all of that nastiness out of your body that we consume, unfortunately, sometimes during the day.
So I want to drill down a little bit on this water thing. There are so many waters. You got fancy waters. You got, you got
alkaline water. That's purified.
You've got water.
You
know, you've got agua.
You got Voss, you got essentials, smart water.
Does it matter?
Water is water is water. Drink it. That's on there. Drink the water.
I just got straight water out of the refrigerator.
There are some studies that'll say that alkaline has a higher pH level, mm-hmm. right? But water is water. You can't go wrong without drinking water throughout the day.
Yeah. Because I often, I don't. I have a filter for my, mm-hmm. For my refrigerator, but. Unfortunately, for the first time in my life, I've been buying bottled water. But right. I mean, I buy the cheap stuff because I'll use it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll take a bottle, I'll fill
just
up my
drink
thing.
It. Just drink
yeah.
it.
Yeah, just drink the water.
Yeah.
But like I said, the fancy stuff. Really?
Do you want me to be honest?
Yeah, it's all.
It's good marketing and it's a name.
Yeah.
Water's water.
Yeah. Some of them have pretty bottles.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, but
the content's still the same.
But we are talking about Mollette Green. I'm sure she drinks water.
No, I drink the filtered.
And Harold, Wawa.
Wawa.
Wawa water.
Wawa water.
I just get some water.
No, not water. Wawa. Wawa.
But also the other thing that I am concerned about with the juicing is even with things like carrots, sweet potatoes, beets. I mean, and one of the things that I discovered in juicing, sweet potatoes have a lot of juice in them. That it amazes me just how much liquid is in them. But there is a lot of sugar in it. There's a lot of sugar in beets. There's a lot of cutting that.
Well, now you're talking about your artificial sugar versus your natural sugar. All right. So, the comparison between a Snickers bar and an apple, and they say like the apple has the more sugar than a Snickers bar, but you're looking at the artificial sugar versus the natural sugar.
So what's the impact? What's the impact of the artificial versus the natural?
So the natural, your body's going to be able to process it better, right?
And
break it down better as relates to the artificial sugar. You're putting all that mess in your body. So when you think of milk chocolate, it's full of sugar. It's not like dark chocolate. Like Mollette's like, I got to have my chocolate, Leon. I'm like, okay, go ahead and have the dark chocolate, but you need to get the dark chocolate. Don't just get milk chocolate because that has the artificial sweeteners and the sugars in there. So the same thing with your fruits. You always want to eat so if you get an apple, put some protein with it so you have that good balance. Because naturally,
such as
almonds.
Okay.
You can do almonds, you can do walnuts, all the types of different variants of nuts. But even with that, when you start getting into counting the calories, cashews have more fat than almonds and things of that nature. So, and that's what your trainer's there for and your nutritionist to help you balance out those things when we're talking about your macros, your proteins, your fats, and your carbs.
And I think that, you can think about what are the good foods that I really like to eat. For me, I like greens. I like leafy vegetables. And so that's not mm-hmm. hard for me to eat. Spinach, kale.
Right.
I've been into a whole arugula lately. So I just like green things. So when we have to look at it, like what can I eat that I love instead of what am I missing out on? What is my trainer telling me not to eat?
Right.
Look at the things that you love that are good mm-hmm. for you anyway and eat those things.
Right.
And I kind of get obsessive and eat the same thing every day. It's easier for me on my crazy schedule and it works
right.
for me.
Yeah, let me add on to that, Mollette. So the biggest thing that I want the listeners to take away is I don't want everybody to focus on what you can't do.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, she's saying we can't do this and we can't do that. You have to look at things that you can do. You can make eating fun. You can make eating taste good. So the biggest thing that we do when we're thinking about how to, beat the holiday bulge, and then we think about, Thanksgiving's 3 weeks away. And then before you know it, it'll be Christmas. And then before you know it, it'll be New Year's. And we're thinking about that New Year's resolution again. And we're like, oh, I can't have carbs. I can't have this. I can't have that. So you already put yourself in a negative downward spiral when it relates to health and fitness and eating. So I want to encourage the listeners to think about what you can have. I can have good, healthy food. It's just making good food choices. So don't think of it as, oh man, I can't eat nothing but air. No, you can't. You
can't. Or give me some of that frozen air.
No, you know, my competitors say they're eating paper. They're like, I gotta be eating paper. You know, but you gotta think, a lot of us aren't being competitors. You know, this is, that's a sport.
Yeah.
But for your general population individuals, think about how to create and make eating fun. Especially with families.
Are some fish better than others? Fresh fish?
Yeah, of course. So you think of salmon, you know, that's going to give you your essential fatty acids, your omega-3, 6, 9s. And then you think of like cod or tilapia, that's your white fish. It's good in protein, but it's less in fat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so then we think about like shrimp, you know, those are all like bottom feeders. They have a little bit of protein value to them. You think about, you know, mahi, I don't really like seafood that much, Harold. So I'm not a huge seafood eater. Oh, I'm sorry.
And I love seafood.
Like, right, you know, yeah. I'm a pescatarian, but you know, my choices are very limited. So I will do the cod or the tilapia or the mahi-mahi or the whiting, you know. So when you're thinking
and
about
cod and whiting is not expensive.
No, it's not. I mean, you know, the different franchises.
I mean, you can buy it frozen. I buy it frozen, right, with the family style pack.
Right.
And then cook that. You know, it's not the most flavorful fish, but I like it.
Yeah, but you put the herbs and spices in there, and then you're going to add that flavor to it.
And that's the thing, is somebody who cooks a lot, one of the things that I have started adding to any of the stews, in addition to scallops and shrimp, I will add a firmer fish, mm-hmm, like mm-hmm, a cod, a frozen mm-hmm, cod, right, or something like that. The other ones that I do like are rather expensive, the halibut, sea bass.
Yeah, halibut is good too. I mean, it's a good white fish. It can be expensive depending on the season. Right.
Well, when there's a holiday, you know, we're going into the holiday party season as well. And, you know, my job has one at NBC4.
Yeah, we heard about those parties.
Yeah, my wedding anniversary is in the month of December.
That's right.
You know, that's another celebratory event.
Are you trying to tell me something, Mola?
I mean, what I try to really be strict.
I'm going to have to redo this training regimen for December.
You may have to. But I try to be strict with my eating leading up to that. So if the party is Saturday, you know, leading up to that day, I am in the gym. I am really regimented with my food.
Absolutely.
So that I can indulge a little bit. Because I know I might have a glass of wine
dessert. That word again?
What?
A little bit.
A little bit.
So, and that, I almost forgot.
It's a key word.
Okay,
what
about wine and more broadly, alcohol? I'm throwing beer.
You're just throwing everything out tonight, Harold. I love it.
Well,
Come on.
Yeah, because I'm trying to find a sense of normalcy in all of this.
Mm-hmm.
We know that beer is fattening. Even light beer is, yeah.
Okay. And you think of the hops and the wheat. Yeah, it's going to go right to your belly. It's just the way it is.
But when you're talking about, you know, wines, mm-hmm, wine is bad.
You want to stay away from the lighter wines that have the sweet wines. So you're thinking about, you know, your Moscatos, things of that, the wines that are really sweet. So if you're going to
black woman's best friend,
and the funny thing is, you know, I know the listeners are like, well, do you drink wine? I like Moscato too. It's very sweet, but I try not to, you know, maybe have something like on New Year's or something like that. But if you get the dark red wines, those are actually better for you. You know, there's been a lot of studies out there, you know, wine is good for your respiratory system and your heart. But as with anything, and I'll tell anybody this, you have to do it in moderation. So I'm not saying, you know, go have a glass of wine two or three times a day. But I am saying if you're out socially and you're at a dinner and you want to order something, then order something dark or you know, I'm not saying, you know, but what can I do, Leona? You know what I mean? Just drink a glass of water. You'll be good.
You said something important. You said two or three times a day. I'm not talking about two or three times a day, but I'm talking about two or three times a week in that. Okay.
That would still be too much.
Okay.
Yeah, way too much.
Yeah, it's way too much.
So if you, okay, so two glasses of wine at dinner on Saturday, but that is the only when you go out. That's it. That's two times
and
a week.
And I would push it to one glass and just enjoy that one glass of wine. Just sip it slowly and savor it.
But the question is, how often are you going out to eat, though?
Yeah,
so you
well,
have to
like
look
said,
at things
once
add up.
Once a week.
That's still a lot, though. You think there's 4 weeks in a month.
So that's so you're saying four glasses of wine a month?
Too much.
I think for me as a trainer,
really,
too much.
I'm really not liking you right now.
But I like you, Harold, and that's why we're here.
four glasses a month?
So as with anything, balance, variety, and moderation, right? So if you're on a strict regimen, right.
Especially if you have a goal.
If you have a goal.
Wait for your wedding right. or something yeah. upcoming. You really got to.
We're not doing that.
but even with the goals, you know, I want everyone to be goal-oriented. I do want that. But, you know, even once you reach that goal, what's the next thing? Like I train a lot of women for weddings. I do. But the first thing I tell them is...
Okay, that didn't even sound right.
I do.
You train women for weddings.
Yes, they do. They
very
want,
true.
They want to look good in their dresses. Hey, stop it. They want to look good in their dresses. But then after I talk to them when we do the consult, I say, look, this is beyond getting you in that dress.
It is.
Don't let it go after the wedding night, please.
I remember one of her clients who was an older bride.
Yes.
And she got really fit. I mean,
looked amazing.
Just looked beautiful.
Yeah, she still looks amazing.
For her wedding dress and beyond.
And beyond.
She's still training.
Yes, still.
This is a really difficult conversation.
It is.
Okay.
But you're right, Harold. It is a difficult conversation.
Yeah.
It is a difficult conversation because we are retraining our brains.
Our mindsets,
our lifestyle to do something that is really going to add years to our lives. Quality years to our lives.
Beyond the moment.
Yeah.
So here's the other thing as it relates to alcohol. I'm not going to let that
go. You're just really hitting it. I like it. Come on.
We talked about wine. We've thrown beer out. Okay, so
right.
What about spirits? What about whiskey? What about rum and the like? And I'm not... And this is, again... We see, you know, and I don't smoke at all.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, people like cigars, and they like to do
right.
this.
And this is the time of the year people are going to be doing all
right.
this.
Right.
Yeah,
that is true.
And they're doing the whiskey and the bourbon.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm not asking about the impact on one's liver.
That's a whole other subject.
That's another. I'm talking about weight
mm-hmm.
and fitness.
All alcohol contains sugar.
Right. So are we talking about... And so one glass of wine and I was about to say and a jigger, that's a really old term, jigger of scotch or a shot of scotch. Is it 1-to-1? You know, if you have a glass of wine and a shot.
That's a tough one. I'm gonna have to look at that one, Molet, because I don't consume alcohol like that, but I would have to, and a lot of my clients don't either, but that'll be something I'll have to look at, Harold. I don't
get out.
It's
more.
A no-no.
You said you get out more.
I just think it's a no-no to even go there. Listen, you got two
right.
holiday parties in coming up. If you're going to drink at those two holiday parties and be
and then be done. Yeah,
the rest of the holiday season. I think do that and make.
We're
up
all
your
adults,
mind.
Right?
Yeah.
We know how to make conscientious decisions.
Yeah,
right. And so if you're willing to sacrifice your goal like that,
mm-hmm.
you know.
But I want people to make a conscientious decision.
But me too. I want you to make that decision because I don't want you feeling bad about it later.
And I want
and then
people
feeling defeated.
Make the change.
Right.
Make the
consistently.
Change starting Friday at 5:30 in the morning at the Peppermill Community Center in Landover.
Right.
We are going to work out, but also bring healthy tips.
Absolutely,
lifestyle
Mo.
Changes.
Yes.
Leona will be there talking to people
absolutely.
Afterwards who want to sign up or just get a consultation. There will be people there with healthy treats.
Actually, one of my clients, she's coming bringing her treats.
That's mm-hmm. that's start then.
That's
and,
right.
Yeah.
And Irene will be there.
Yes.
Irene will be there. WHUR will crank the music.
Bobby Gales will be there. Millette will be there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and all
no headscarves, ladies.
That's
I do
right.
not like headscarves
but
on
hats.
Television.
Please
yeah.
wear hats.
Well,
where
did you
wear
hats.
Your hats.
Mm-hmm.
Millette in all of her effervescent glory. Let me tell you.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
That was pretty good.
Hey, that's my girl. Thank you both. Millette Green, Coach LB, I appreciate it. Good luck on Friday. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Tuesday, November 5th. I'm Harold Fisher. You can stay tuned now for The Connection. Be healthy, everybody.